Hi, I'm Natalie.
I'm Lena.
And I'm Sean. We are three friends who all love film and thought it would be cool to discuss movies from our perspective.
We rate movies in terms of how drunk you need to be to enjoy them. We call it the Martini Scale.
I have two lists.
You had two lists.
They were in different locations. So that's why I was looking at the first list that I didn't finish.
Did you
combine
them?
Why
did you have them in two different locations?
I don't know.
Because she's really excited about this episode.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
What is this episode, Natalie?
Why don't you explain it,
yeah,
Sean?
This was your idea.
Okay.
So about 6 months ago, I had an idea for an episode because I feel
6 weeks ago?
6 months.
I feel like it was like...
No, I'm saying it was more like 6 weeks.
Anyways. I know. I'm being sarcastic, Lena.
Okay, I got it.
God.
Jesus.
Because sometimes I just think about like, oh my God, like I never want to see that movie again. Mm-hmm. Like it was good enough. And I think I said that in an episode that kind of sparked this idea.
You did.
And then I was like, oh my God, you guys, let's do an episode of movies we never want to see again.
Because were we talking about Triple Frontier?
Probably.
So I loved that movie.
I always thought this episode had the potential to be really funny. And so then we said, okay, cool, let's do it. You guys agreed. And then... it came time to make my list, and I was like, I don't have a list. I can't make this list. It's really hard. So over the last probably 6 weeks, I've been putting this list together, and I'm quite proud of the list that I've ultimately come up with because...
Okay. It was hard.
It was actually much harder than I thought it was going
to be. Very difficult.
Yeah.
Very difficult.
Yeah. And is it because we love film so much, or is it because...
There's a lot of films I don't want to see again.
I think...
No, I'm just kidding.
For me, it was difficult because... if I don't want to see this movie ever again, I don't really think about it anymore. Like, I haven't revisited it.
Yes.
Did you have to look at lists of bad movies? Or
I did just to kind of see if I could refresh certain things. Mm-hmm. You know, it was a little bit more difficult than I thought it was going
to
be.
Once they started flowing, though, they just poured. Like, I ultimately had to narrow my list down.
Well, I feel like you were going to have a long list.
I have five movies, but I have a sixth bonus movie that I think is just fun.
Well, okay. I did, like, my qualifications for my list were movies that I was excited to see, mm-hmm. but were, like, I was wildly disappointed once I did see them. And so,
okay,
and then
fair.
I was so furious that I saw them
okay.
that I, like, never wanted to see them again. There's movies that I saw that were uncomfortable, you know, that I'll mention later.
Yeah.
That I never want to see again, but didn't quite make it on this list for
gotcha.
That. But it doesn't mean that it was a bad movie.
Did they get
know?
Like honorable mention or something?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't have honorable mention.
I don't have any honorable mention.
I have a list of eight movies that I never want to see again. And I've kind of categorized them by like type of film.
Yeah. Well, I also like there are some fun, bad movies. Like they're intended
like
to be that
pleasures.
Way.
Yeah.
My list is just...
Oh, I do have an honorable
These
mention.
Movies are just bad and avoid them at all costs.
Same. That's pretty much what my list is too. So I think that ultimately the challenge here would be if we ever had to see these movies again, we would literally need to be blackout drunk.
Exactly.
So given that, what have you concocted for us today in this cocktail? You're drinking it out of like a candle holder? Like what is that?
This is a Himalayan shot glass.
Oh.
Himalayan salt.
Salt, yeah.
Interesting. Does it make
glass.
It extra salty?
Yes.
Yes.
It
which
does.
I fucking love salt.
Okay.
Which I didn't realize. We have some Himalayan salt candle holders.
Oh, my God.
And there's, Lena has a lamp in her room, which our friend who gave me these, Scott, he was a guest on one of our podcasts. He was like, you know, those are actually all real salt. And then I went around my apartment and licked all of
she
those
She licked
things.
All the fucking things. And I was like, do not lick my one in my room. I don't want your saliva on my...
They're all real salt.
Like, what do you think a salt lamp is?
But aren't
it's
they
salt.
Like coated with something that isn't salt to make it?
No, I think everything that they sell that is like a pink salt lamp or
it's
candle
real salt.
It's all salt.
So
lick them.
So you licked them?
She licked. Yes, I wanted proof.
The and one sitting over there, Sean, she licked him.
I like that.
And now you're
holders.
Sick. Do you think that maybe is coincidence or?
This was a while before.
Okay.
That is a good, good
so
point.
What is this we're drinking today?
It is a tequila shot because I never want to fucking see these movies again. And I just want to get the fuck drunk. That's what
and,
this is.
Or you could be blackout drunk
blackout
and forget
drunk.
It all.
I thought this was going to be like a fun, cute
nope.
drink with tequila.
No, it's just
in
a
it.
Straight up shot.
Straight up shot of
so
tequila.
I don't have any limes or anything near
nope.
me.
Like, trust me, this tequila,
this
you don't need.
This is really
it.
Good tequila.
So this is
can
a special.
We're gonna cheers and then
yes,
we're
you can,
going to.
You can sip it.
I'm going to sip the tequila.
You can
too.
Sip
to,
it.
To the future of our movie watching experiences, let's hope they are not as bad as our list.
Oh,
cheers.
God.
Cheers, guys. Cheers.
Oh,
cheers. Clink.
Clink.
Oh, that is a good tequila. I enjoy that.
Oh, that is salty.
Oh, see?
I don't have
Whoa.
The salt. I'm sorry, I don't have the candlestick salt shaker.
But this tequila is straight up tequila, just chilled. You don't need salt on that, do you?
No.
Or a lime.
The tequila is delicious.
Or a lime.
What tequila is this?
This is a special tequila named Blue. You cannot get it on the market anywhere. It's specially made. And I have a special person that like always brings me some.
Is it like a Cuban cigar type thing or what's going on?
Yeah, it's literally from Mexico. Some guy makes it and he puts it in like random bottles and you get it from him.
So it's got some extra in it. Yeah. You're saying.
It's okay. Delicious.
It's actually like it's I've best never
tequila
sipped,
I've ever tasted.
I've never sipped tequila in my life. I would sip this all day.
Oh, yeah. I would sip this all day.
All day, every day.
So Scott, who mm-hmm. gave us these shot glasses, said, don't let the tequila sit in it too long because it will get too salty. And I was like
that.
Is that a thing?
Is that a thing for me? That is a thing. That was too much salt.
Really?
Told you.
This has been sitting in this for a little bit, though, because I took the picture of it and did all of that. And we're starting. And
that's why I was like, don't give him the one with
I'm glad
salt.
I didn't give it to you. You would have been furious.
I would have been furious.
So can our listeners.
They can't get this anywhere. This is special for us.
So we're basically just going to tease them with this picture.
Sorry. Just take a tequila shot. You can do Casamigos. Mm-hmm. You can do Patron. You can do any tequila
you're
you
gonna
like.
You're going to need so Casadores. Many shots of tequila if you're going to actually explore watching any of these movies we're going to mention today.
Yeah, yes. You're going to need five.
Let's get started. I'm so excited. I'm going to start with a movie that was from the
80s.
Okay. Oh.
Are we starting with like number five worst?
Nope. Oh, no. Mine do not go in any order.
Oh,
sorry.
I have an order.
I put mine in order.
You guys are welcome to do that. Mine do not go in any order. I will say... here's the thing. I think that we might all have the same movie on our list. And so I have a movie on my list. I'll give you a hint. We went to see this movie.
Nope.
We were really excited.
Nope.
And we recorded an episode that we never aired because the movie was so bad that the episode was so bad.
Oh, that's not on my list.
It's on my list.
It might be an honorable mention, though. With my favorite actress.
Okay, that's fair.
With your favorite who?
My favorite actress.
It's definitely not.
I dislike this
movie. I know what you're talking about, but no.
That's it was the worst movie I've ever seen.
My God. I didn't dislike this at all.
Okay. So I guess maybe I'll start with that one.
Yeah, then, go with
since
that.
Since you guys don't have it on your list. It's called Destroyer. And like I said, I think that we actually have like an archived episode somewhere in the vaults that will never see the light of day.
And that's a good choice because I completely forgot that we even watched that or that movie even existed until you just said it right now.
With Nicole Kidman and she... Oh, it felt like spending 2 hours in the IE. And if you've ever been to the IE... You know that you don't ever want to go there again.
Why do you not? You're alienating don't that alienate. Audience.
Know,
my
sorry.
God.
Do we have listeners
Sean,
in IE? Maybe.
Don't do that.
You don't know.
Sorry.
We have them in the AU. Wait, what's that
we
called?
We have them all over the world now, actually.
AU, whatever.
Point being, I just...
And you know what?
Like, not like the Temecula wine country part of the IE. I'm talking about like... Hemet.
It's
like
still
if you
IE.
Maybe if you I don't know. Okay. It's just like it's yeah. It
stop
bad.
Talking about that. You're okay. Really just offending them.
Have some
more
tequila. Take it a grave.
Yeah, just yeah, take some more tequila.
I personally did not hate this movie. I would say again for people, like if it's on Netflix it because Sebastian Stan is hot as fuck.
I love him. See,
Nicole
I already
Kidman
forgot
is
about
fine.
This movie.
Her makeup and all of that was atrocious as horrible. The older alcoholic version
I mean,
of
which
herself.
Was supposed to be. I just even her performance though. I love her so much.
Yeah. You know, and the thing about it is I went and saw it because you love her so much because we were gonna go see it. And I'm like, fine.
Didn't we see it on Christmas
never
Day?
This is not a movie.
We watched
I would
this
ever,
on Christmas together.
Ever see?
Yeah.
It's no.
And then I was like, ugh, no, it's not. Nothing's like
that. Was the Christmas prior to that?
What do you feel like was the worst part of? Watching that movie
the whole
oh
thing.
God everything like literally it wasn't it was like start to finish I was just miserable like the first scene where she's like walking down the riverbank and then it like ends the same way and you're just like it's one of those movies it's kind of like in the vein of Joker that we had just previously discussed like it's there's no part of the film where you're like oh this is a good part of the movie or like it's just depressing for 2 hours
interesting
yeah okay anyway next up Natalie,
okay, so I'm going to go with kind of one that I might get a lot of hate mail for from our huge audience that we have now amassed.
Better be careful. themartiniscale@gmail.com if you're so inclined to let Natalie know.
So...
Or shame her and comment publicly on Instagram.
Just say it. If you piss me off right now, I swear to God, I'm going to throw this tequila
glass. I don't think I'm going to piss you off.
Hey, don't
off.
Waste this tequila.
Seriously, let me finish it first.
It's so good.
So this is like my number five and there's three movies and it's a trilogy of films that is
shit.
widely loved.
Oh, this might be on my list too. It's not on my list, but I would probably agree with you.
And
is it Lord of the Rings?
Yes, it is Lord of the Rings. All of them.
What?
Same.
I didn't want to watch them when they came out. Mm-hmm. And then I got my first job was working at New Line Cinema, the studio that put them out. And so everything, all the fucking decorations in the office were all the Lord of the Rings stuff. Everybody talked about it all the time. Like, I got to know Mark Ordesky, who, like, was the man responsible for bringing that to film. And I was like, oh, cool. And da-da-da. We're chatting. I'm like, I haven't even watched these movies. And then my roommate at the time was a nanny for Sean Astin's kid. And I'm like, why is this movie bombarding my life? And so finally I was like, fine, let's do a movie marathon and watch all three.
You marathoned these?
Oh, maybe that's why.
And it was like a slow torture.
It was the longest day of my life. And I was like, you know what? I'm not a museum person or a culture person, really.
At least not very cultured.
She loves when we bring culture into her life.
There are times where I can handle a little bit of culture. And so I think in the same way I can appreciate art in a museum, mm-hmm. say like the Mona Lisa.
Yes. Have you ever seen the Mona Lisa?
I have.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, I saw it.
It's much smaller than you.
You
think.
Didn't steal it like the goldfinch?
No. Like, do I need to revisit the Mona Lisa again? No. Do I need to get that close and really look at the details? Nah.
So what's interesting about this is you said that you marathoned it and it felt like a long day.
Yeah.
I remember going to see it in the theater, just Ooh. One of them, and it felt like a long day.
I definitely didn't do any of these things.
I will tell you that I'm not joking when I say this. I took approximately 3 naps during this film. Oh. This is the first one. And I still... 3 naps. I'm not joking. Like, mm-hmm. I fell asleep 3 separate times and woke up and was like, oh my God, this movie is still going on. Like, this is not my jam. Like,
no,
it's definitely not my jam. Fantasy period.
I enjoy fantasy, but I just,
to me, like, Game of Thrones was a real wild card for me to like be something that I liked.
I didn't like Game of
Thrones. It's not really my genre by any means. So this is not my genre. I didn't care if they ever got that fucking ring back. I
did they ultimately get the ring after like the 12 movies?
I don't know.
Okay.
Precious. I just really didn't care. And the third movie, like, I could appreciate the feat in filmmaking that it took to do this, and it looked great and all of that. But
you're wanting to watch Harry Potter movies?
Don't say taint on our podcast.
I've only seen the first Harry Potter movie.
Oh, so here's the thing. I am not a Harry Potter person mm-hmm. at all, but I really enjoy those.
Those movies are fantastic.
I
enjoyed,
yeah. So the first time I saw the first one was at the Hollywood Bowl. They had the live orchestra.
Oh, yeah. Gorgeous.
And it was a magical experience. And totally. I loved it. And I did the whole test. And unfortunately, I'm Gryffindor and I really wanted to be Slytherin. So,
can we talk about which house you're in? Like, I don't know what that means.
I'm Gryffindor.
People are like, I am the house of Gryffindor. I don't know what that means.
Did you take the test online?
No.
Oh, well, you should take the test.
But which one's good, which one's bad, and what does it all mean?
Gryffindor is like the hero house. That's Harry Potter's house.
Harry Potter's in Gryffindor.
Slytherin's like the bad guys.
Yeah.
Is Hufflepuff one of them?
They're like the...
I'm a Hufflepuff.
Yeah, of course you are. I can see that.
Excuse me. But if you read the definition of who is in Hufflepuff house, it is me.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it like accurate. Being a Leo versus a Sagittarius?
Yeah. Okay. And no matter what test I take, I always get Gryffindor. Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Every single time. I kind of want to take this test.
You should take it.
You're talking. Okay.
But anyways,
Pottermore.
But that was a fun experience. I didn't dislike it, but then I just, the genre is hard for me to continue. I never have a desire to be like, let me watch a movie like this.
Yeah.
I just want to say right now, I'm on Google. I am paying attention, but I just typed in witch in Google, and literally the first thing that comes up is, which Harry Potter house are you in? It's a suggestion. So clearly I'm not alone.
Yeah,
I'm
exactly.
going to take this test right now while you guys are talking.
Okay, Lena, why don't you go for your number 5?
Okay. I have wildly different movies, and I chose wildly different than yours. And I try to make it fun, too, because I had a lot of movies that I could put on here, but I was like, what are the ones I want to talk about that could be funny or interesting?
I don't feel like we're really going to have repeats on this at all.
I like that.
No, definitely not. And that's why I chose the way I chose, because I was like, one of these movies, I don't even think Natalie probably hasn't seen. Maybe Sean's seen it. Mm-hmm. And I definitely never want to see this movie again. But anyways, that's my number 3. Well, we'll talk about that later. My number 5 is a Mike Myers film.
Oh, God.
Called The Love Guru.
I saw this movie, unfortunately.
What the fuck was this movie?
It wasn't even bad enough to make my list.
It was so bad.
Yeah.
I get physically, like,
You're having a visceral response.
I right literally now. Just want to punch the wall when this movie's on. I just hate it.
I know the director.
What the fuck is this movie?
And it's just horrible. Like, yeah, I've worked with him. I love this guy. He's so nice.
I don't care about but him. Every but time, what are you doing?
Every time I'm around him, I'm like, you directed The Love Guru.
It's just so bad. It's so bad. And I want to, like, I want to be a Mike Myers, like, fucking Austin Powers and, you know, Wayne's World, that's it for me. Mm-hmm. I can't, and this was just like, are you fucking kidding me that someone paid to make this movie? I can't.
I feel like I've seen it once, but I don't have a deep recollection of any of the details.
And you remember when Adam Sandler made, like,
Jessica Alba's in it, right?
Yes, yeah. And Justin Timberlake.
I would say it goes so far as to, like, tarnish the Mike Myers brand, because coming off of, like, Austin Powers, which is brilliant and classic.
Which some people say sucks. That the second and third were not great, oh, even though I loved Goldmember. I was fucking obsessed with Goldmember. The entire trilogy
of Austin Powers.
They got a little ugh for me, but I still am an Austin Powers. I like Austin Powers. But remember when Adam Sandler made the fucking Zohan or whatever the hell?
Yeah.
That's better than this.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that I love Adam Sandler, and that's a whole different thing. I gotta look and see. Thing.
I think that might be
on my but list. Let me tell you.
It's in my honorable mentions. Zohan?
Yeah. But this one was just literally, I want to punch something, and Rotten Tomatoes 14%.
Oh, like, shit.
Literally the worst movie.
There's 14 out of 100 people that actually liked that movie.
Jesus Christ. How okay. is that even possible?
I don't
possible?
Think Jesus Christ liked that movie.
No, actually, no. I don't think he did.
So before we move on to the next movie, I would like to invite you guys in the audience along for the ride as I take my Harry Potter House of Quiz. Would you be willing to go on that ride with me?
Let's do that.
I have no idea
what this love Harry means. Potter, so trust me. I'm
which I feel
this.
Bad that we're doing this on an episode about movies that we never want to see again, because that's not what this
that
is. True.
I know, but we're here and we just got to go with it.
Okay, we're going
all right,
with it.
So the first question, the reason I'm suggesting this now is because I actually need your help, because I don't know what this means.
Oh.
So it says you've made it to Hogwarts, which is the school yes. right? Which means you've already bought a wand for Ollivander's.
Yep, that's the store. Ollivander's, the wand maker.
Okay. What material is at its core? So I need to answer this question.
So the core is what your wand is made of, like the core of it.
So it's either my options are phoenix feather, dragon heart string, or unicorn hair. I'm going to go with the unicorn hair.
Okay.
Okay. During the end of your exams, you noticed that one of your classmates was using an enchanted quill. What does that mean?
The pen.
The pen.
That's
That writes itself?
Yes.
Okay. You come top of the class anyway, but they are second. What do you do? What does that mean?
So they cheated.
They cheated. They use an enchanted quill.
Oh, but to take I their still test. Was top of class. Correct. Yeah. Of course. Okay.
You still won. But what are you going to say? Are you going to rat them out? Or are
I
you gonna...
would. Okay. So here's my options. Tell the professor immediately cheating is wrong no matter what. Nothing. But if I hadn't come top of the class, I'd definitely tell the professor. Encourage the other student to admit what they did to the professor. I'd probably make them do it in front of the class. Or give them a high five for managing to sneak the quill into the exam. I would say... it's a tough one. I kind of want to say that cheating is wrong no matter what, but I also cheated on a test in third grade and someone called me out for it and my dad had to come to the school. It was this whole thing.
Oh.
So I wouldn't want to inflict that karma upon someone else. Third grade, it was really traumatic. Same year. Okay. I'm going to say nothing, but if I hadn't come top of class, I would definitely tell. But because I won, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
You would be most hurt if a person called you weak, ignorant, unkind, or boring.
Ooh.
I would say either ignorant. Or unkind. I don't like either of those things.
Unkind is more.
I feel like I for him, hurtful. Ignorant though. But
have you ever heard?
Yeah, you are smart. Yeah. I think you like that you're smart and aware of life. Where I'm like, yeah, I'm kind of ignorant sometimes.
I kind of want to say unkind though. I think that most. Ignorant if or... someone. Have you ever said I was unkind behind my back?
No.
Okay, then let's get that one. You're locked in a duel with a skilled opponent. They fire an unknown spell at you and you shout. Experiment. What is that?
Excuse me.
I don't know what you're reading.
Expelliarmus, Protego, Stupefy, or Crucio?
Oh, those are each separate ones.
I'm going to say Stupefy.
That's a good one.
Stupefy? I don't know. If you're
are you making them Stupefy?
Stupefy. It's your fifth year at Hogwarts. How many years are you at Hogwarts?
Eight.
My goodness.
I have no idea.
All right. It's your fifth year at Hogwarts, and you've just received a howler from your parents. What's a howler?
It's like a messenger.
It's not they got mad at you?
Well, yeah, it's a bad message.
Okay.
Like the parents screaming at you.
What did I get it for? Sneaking into the Forbidden Forest at night on a dare?
Mm-hmm.
Not likely me. getting caught cheating. Natalie. What's with the cheating theme? Being put in detention after I was caught in the library after hours. I guess it would depend on what I was doing in the library. Nothing. I'd never do anything to warrant a howler. I'm going to say being in detention. That seems like something I would have done for being in the library after hours. Just reading, of course. Mm-hmm. Which of these Dumbledore quotations speaks to you? Oh, honey, I wasn't studying in that library. Just to be clear. Which of these Dumbledore quotations speaks to you? Pity the living and above all, those who live without love. I'm probably going to have to go with that one in the end. Words are, in my not so humble opinion, our most inexhaustible source of magic. It matters not what someone is born, but what they grow to be. It does not do to dwell on dweems and dweems.
Dweems.
It does not do. Well, this is basically a tongue twister. It does not do.
Dweems.
It does not do to dwell on dreams and forget to live. I'm going to say.
The first one.
Yeah, I like love, even though I don't believe
I don't understand half of those.
Love.
Okay. Which of these most accurately describes your relationship with your closet? Closet friends? Closest friends. I can't read. I don't have any friends in the closet anymore. I don't think so. If you're my friend and you're in the closet.
Hey, yesterday was coming out.
Come out. Congratulations. Okay. I love surrounding myself with people. The more friends I have, the better. I have a few.
Remember these questions.
I have a few This is the BuzzFeed one.
Oh.
I have
this isn't the real one.
Oh my God. Is there an official one?
Yes, on Pottermore.
I don't know what that means.
See, she just, even knows.
Okay. Good Lord.
She's not a Potterhead.
Let me just
finish. I legit said
almost
Pottermore.
Done. I've got like,
keep going.
Okay.
Oh my God. There's literally like 100 more questions.
Oh my God.
I'm going to cut this
Sean,
part.
Sean, you can't. Now we just ruined the whole damn thing.
I know. I'm going to cut this part. It's
motherfucker.
Awful. Sorry.
You should have just done the Pottermore one. It's
I
fine.
I didn't know what that means. Okay.
Okay. It's fine. Moving on. What's your number two?
So or mine.
Number four.
My number four is going to live. There's three movies that they don't tie themselves together, unlike Natalie's suggestion, but they're all comedies that live in the same vein. And so I'm including them in one bunch.
Oh, so interesting.
It's a set of movies?
No, they're not related in any way other than the fact that I'm relating them now.
But you're just putting them as number four all together.
And you'll see why.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So the first one kind of all encompasses the theme of why I've put them together. Mm. And that movie is called Pop Star, Never Stop Stopping. I don't know if you saw this one.
Is this with Andy Samberg?
It sure is.
This is my favorite scene is the fucking penis. What is that? I zoomed in on it.
Of course, that would be
your
favorite scene.
No, because it's hysterical. I can't remember. I have to look at the picture.
I need tequila just talking
about
this.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
When he's wearing the tight pants and there's something's going on and it's like, I don't know. There's something with
Natalie, have you seen this movie?
I haven't seen this movie.
You're welcome.
It's horrible.
It's horrible. Okay. Okay, so then the other two that fall into this category would be Glitter with Mariah Carey.
Okay. Never seen it.
See if you can guess the third one. It is a pop
Britney Spears.
No, because I don't.
Crossroads is okay.
I don't hate her for that movie. No. And Samantha Jones.
And Anson Mount.
Oh. Love him. Interesting.
So yeah, I'm fine with that one.
Okay.
But the last one, I'll give you guys a hint because I really want you to guess this. It features two.
Christina Aguilera.
No.
And Cher.
No. No, that was actually good. What was that
what?
One? The burlesque? Yeah, burlesque. I don't know.
Burlesque.
Whatever. Do you know that was filmed like right around the corner?
Yeah.
Burlesque was?
Yeah, it was filmed across from the Trader Joe's on Vine.
They stayed at the hotel I was working at.
Oh, that's fun. No, this one features two reality show contestants. It was the first season of
Seven Kelly
Reality
and
Show.
Justin.
Kelly and
from
Justin
to Kelly. So I felt like I could wrap those three together.
Yes.
And, yeah.
Okay. I've never seen any of those but Popstar. And I did that mistakenly.
I haven't seen any of them.
So I would like to speak to the power of Mariah Carey, because this bitch is so powerful. She has managed to make that film disappear entirely. You can't get it anywhere. I mean, I'm assuming if you own the DVD, you could watch it. But like, it's not anywhere online. It's not on cable. It's not on Netflix. You can't buy it on iTunes. It does not exist.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Interesting.
Well, just take my word for it, though.
You really shouldn't
okay,
watch it.
Okay, so... And not that we put this qualification on everybody, but this is just how I built my list, was that I was excited to see these movies ahead of time. Were you excited to see these movies?
I was excited to see Popstar because I knew that there was going to be like, I love pop music, and I knew there was going to be cameos and it was going to be like making fun of it. Like and Justin Timberlake was in, like I knew that there was going to be like a fun movie and it was stupid.
Okay.
Glitter, abso-fucking-lutely. In fact, I have a story about Glitter.
Okay. Let's hear that story.
That movie came out on 9/11.
Oh, it did?
And I went in. So I think it came out. 9/11 was on a Tuesday. That movie came out on Friday.
The Friday before.
I see what you did there, Alina. No, it came out the Friday after. Oh. I was literally on opening night the only person in the theater.
No.
That went to see Glitter.
You went?
I may have even been the only person that ever saw it in theaters. My point is that it was weird because it was like my first time being in a movie theater after that happened. And like, yeah.
Oh, shit.
So that's my Glitter story. And it was awful.
And what about from Justin to Kelly?
I can't believe you actually watched that.
I mean,
did you watch American Idol at that time?
I thought it was a TV movie.
You know what's funny? I didn't start watching American Idol until maybe like the last three episodes of that season. Mm-hmm. And I just thought Kelly Clarkson was fucking amazing.
She's still fucking amazing.
She is. And so just the notion that she was going to like be in this movie and it was like a musical. I don't know. I thought it was going to be fun. Mm-hmm. And it was what you expected it to be. I mean, it wasn't.
So what were those two people in like the 50s, 60s?
Doris Day, Rock Hudson?
No. Oh. They did those like beach movies and stuff and like
Annette Funicello
and whatever that guy's
name
is. Yeah,
but also not Sally Field, but the Gidget Girl. Oh, no, that was Sally Field.
No, I think that's what you're suggesting.
Yeah, like they were trying to live in that era and that just wasn't the time for that.
You can't do that in the early 2000s.
Like, yeah. Where it's just like maybe not.
Frank, something like that.
I don't know.
I know what you're talking
about. But I felt like had we been living in that time period, that would have completely worked, but it doesn't. So
I don't disagree.
But I had zero interest in seeing any of those movies. So,
Like I said, I watched Popstar on accident. It was in the background. And then I was like, what the fuck is this? Yeah. So I ended up watching it.
I didn't totally put these movies in order. And I think I'm trying to order them because, and then as I look at my list, I'm getting angry and angrier as I look at the list. So,
I don't think we should put that these I saw in order.
I know.
Like, this doesn't seem like that kind of show.
I don't know. Maybe this is on your list. So I'm going to say this.
Okay.
And I didn't think I put this on my list, but apparently I did.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So.
Oh, man. She's really obsessed.
I'm going to do this for four because the rest of them make me angry. This one doesn't make me as angry. Okay. So, Mother. I don't know if it's on anybody else's list.
It's not on my list. I didn't hate this movie.
So, and that's the thing. I don't dislike this movie.
You just never want to see
it. I think
it
it's a good movie, but I don't think that there's any world where I ever sit through this thing ever again. I just can't ever see it. So, and I don't know. I kind of want other people to see it.
This is way high on my list.
I want other people to see it.
Nobody should see this movie.
Whoa.
It is on your list?
Oh, yes, it is. It's higher up on my list.
But you've seen it twice.
Not on purpose.
So I have a counter argument to all of this because I did see it twice in theaters. And I would like to say...
Yeah, I saw it twice in theaters and I hate every minute that I watched it.
Why did you see it again?
I went on a date and he wanted to see it. And I was like, sure, I'll sit through this again. Oh. And then he broke up with me because we had highly different... different perspectives on the movie. And he said...
Look at you now, you host a movie podcast.
And he was like, I don't think we should... date anymore because
I hope that he listens to this show though and knows what he's missing.
I doubt it.
An official movie critic.
Yeah. She's an official movie critic.
So
I think it's a good movie. It just gave me so much anxiety watching the film.
I had legit
scratches on my neck because I was so anxious and so like, get me the fuck out of here. Really? I scratched myself to death.
Beyond the story and what they're trying to do visually and what we're following along with, I'm very sensitive to noise. What is that thing called?
Misophonia.
Misophonia. I probably have this.
No, you definitely
have this. I have not been diagnosed by a doctor, but by Google.
I will diagnose you.
She diagnosed me.
Not mesothelioma.
No.
Okay. I'm just making sure.
What's the difference?
I feel like that's something you get with like a vaginal mesh implant.
Oh,
I don't know. I just see sometimes like when I'm watching Rachel Maddow, there'll be commercials for this and it says if you suffer from mesothelioma.
Rachel Maddow has a vaginal mesh problem.
Let's not start those rumors on the show.
So it's like one of those like lawyers that has a commercial to get part of a class action lawsuit.
I think
lawsuit.
It's what happens when you have ingested what is the thing that was banned from the 70s? Asbestos. I think it's associated with like a lung.
Oh, I thought it was the IUD.
Maybe the vaginal mesh is another commercial.
What the fuck is vaginal mesh?
I don't know. That's one of those lawyer commercials I hear all the time.
Vaginal mesh?
That is weird.
Oh, I'm sorry if you're listening to this show for the first time.
This is really weird.
Anyways.
Taking a turn.
What do I have?
Misophonia.
Misophonia.
Not to be confused with misophony.
It's the tequila, I think, people. The tequila has gotten shot.
It really has. So this, the sound design in this movie really had me almost leaving the theater.
Crawling the walls.
It really.
I was crawling the walls.
Because there's not a lot of background music composed to it.
It's just mostly silence,
right? It's mostly silence. And it's like every creak. Movement, creak on the wooden floor.
The doorknob.
Like her turning on the sink, that everything has a noise to it that just like I'm literally want to vomit. Like I am so unhappy. That's not even the story. We haven't even gotten into the story. Correct, yeah. So it's just the sounds that really drove me up the wall. I don't think I could put myself through that again.
For me, it was pretty terrifying to see. I hadn't seen Michelle Pfeiffer in like 15 years. And I was like, oh, but I love her. And I will always love her.
She was great in that.
She was actually really good in it.
The movie itself is really good. I liked it. I did like the movie.
I think that's my issue. Sorry.
I can't ever see it again.
Is it?
But good has to be used subjectively in this context, because it's not like a repeat move. Like, to Natalie's point, like, it's not, I'm not going to sit down and watch it in the background or whatever.
If somebody has an interest in this movie, I would recommend watching it.
I would also argue
the majority of these movies, I would say, don't ever turn these on. Yeah, but
it comes with a high warning from me. If you're going to watch this movie, be warned.
Yeah. I would argue that if you're a film student and you want to learn about this particular director and like this type of storytelling, it's probably a great film.
Mm-hmm. Also, Requiem for a Dream. Great, crazy, fucked up movie.
Mm-hmm.
Not terrible and so... I hate this movie so much. Okay. I hate. I'm angry right now.
Is this now going to be your number four?
No, this was a number two.
Oh.
I fucking hate this movie. But I also had it...
Chick, but I also love
it. No, I had it mixed with another movie that you guys like, Hereditary. Never want to see that fucking movie again. It's on the same plane. It's on so fucked up. It's not as traumatizing as Mother traumatized me. I am traumatized.
That was a really hard
movie. One, I saw it the first time, traumatized. Two, I watched it again to fucking torture myself because I am a masochist. And then three, the guy breaks up. Well, we weren't dating, but like... says these things to me. I'm like, seriously, I fucking hate this movie. And what? It was like a three-part.
I feel like your personal life is impacting your decisions.
I'm so irritated
for this podcast.
I'm really mad.
So I think
talking this long about it.
So to go to Hereditary for a second, it's not on my list, and neither is Midsommar. But I would actually put those two.
See, I didn't see Midsommar.
I'd put those two together because I don't know if I told you this, Natalie. Because
those
I know
are
you
on
said
your list.
No, they're not on my list. Okay. But Midsommar.
But she puts them together.
I tried to go and watch it again recently because it's in my friends. We share a movie library, and I just like 10 minutes in, I was like, I don't want to see this again. Like, there's nothing about it that I was like excited to have that experience again.
I don't think I want to see it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and Hereditary is the same for me.
Same. It's the same. It's not as traumatizing as Mother, even though that one scene in Hereditary is very traumatizing at the very beginning. But that movie doesn't affect me physically like Mother.
Yeah.
Mother, I physically cannot watch that movie again.
I think if like a friend was over and was like, hey, let's watch, like, I really want to see Hereditary. I'd be like, okay, fine. Or Midsommar. I'd be like, okay, fine. It's not my first choice, but I'd sit through it again. If somebody's like, let's watch Mother, I'd be like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Was Mother,
get the fuck out of here.
Is it Darren Aronofsky? Is that who did that? And so what else has he done? Requiem for a Dream.
Black Swan.
Mm-hmm. Black Swan. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So my friend... My friend Nick loves Darren Aronofsky, like everything he's done, he's like a big fan of. And I remember I went to see Mother, and like, it's one of those movies that is very much like Joker in the sense that like, I don't know what to tell you about whether or not you should see that movie. Like, it's going to be disturbing. It's going to be like everything that you think it's going to be. It's going to be. And
I didn't think it was going to be as disturbing as it was.
But I can't dictate based on that logic whether or not someone's going to like this movie.
Yeah. True.
Like, it's not a movie that I can say like it had an effect on me.
True.
And I interpreted it a certain way. So that's how my experience was based. But I know if you're going to have that. You
but
obviously
that's what
didn't
I'm saying.
Have that same experience.
I wouldn't tell someone to not see it. I would just say it comes with a very big warning. Like, this is, like, I'm giving you a warning.
But you can't even, movie like Mother, and I would argue Hereditary has a similar scene in it, where it's like, that what you will experience when you watch that movie, I cannot prepare you for.
No.
And I wouldn't want to try to spoil it for you either.
And someone asked me to go see it, and I was like, look, go see it. But I'm telling you right now, I never want to see that movie again. But you go make your own decision about it. That's fine with me.
But the scene with the daughter in the car in Hereditary,
Hereditary
is like, I never want to watch that again. Oh, like, God. Even though it was so shocking and so disturbing to me.
Yeah.
And even now, I can't even like form words around it.
That's
like,
what I'm saying. I put them in the same category.
Oh, totally. I like that movie. Most of it. I didn't like the end.
Yeah. I just can't.
Interesting.
It's a new... I don't know. Whatever. We don't have to talk about this anymore.
So are we... Was that your next...
It's my number two, so we're skipping.
Okay.
We don't have to go through...
Next up for me is a movie...
Well, I want to do my number four.
Oh.
Oh, but then you're going to be behind one.
Yeah, then you'll be behind one.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Okay, so my next up is a movie that I wasn't dying to see, but I was like, oh, this will be funny, and I'm like going to be super interested. It's a relatively recent movie. It's with Melissa McCarthy, who her movies are like kind of 60-40 for me because I either really enjoy them or like they're just plain awful. This is the only movie I think that I can remember, aside from Saw, where I had to kind of like duck out because it was like so disturbing to me, but I came back to it. I left the theater in this movie and literally had no regrets. I was like, fuck this, I'm leaving, like I'm out, this is so fucking awful. And I don't know what made me think that a movie about Melissa McCarthy acting with Sesame Street characters was going to be good.
I like how I started this podcast thinking we weren't gonna have any repeats, and now we are on our second repeat.
Okay, but this movie has been out since you and I had done this podcast. And why did you go see it against my better... Like, I know that I
saw it opening weekend.
Oh, you did?
Yes. Okay. And I said, I am not going to see that movie.
So it's called The Happy Time Murders. And it's literally one of the... Like, everything about this film is awful. Like, I can't even compliment, like, oh, there's an actor that's in a... No, there's the cinematography. No, there's the puppetry. No, like, Melissa McCarthy. No, like, nothing about this movie. Like, oh, Natalie, you go, because I can't.
So I'm just going to read you what I wrote down in my notes. So it's a film by Brian Henson, Jim Henson's son. I don't like puppets.
Same.
I understand that's maybe where I went wrong, thinking my opinion would change, stepping into the theater for this movie.
Oof.
But the trailer was so interesting to me, I honestly couldn't wait to see the movie.
She legit was very excited to see this movie, and I was like, do you need to get your eyes checked? What trailer are you watching?
So I think maybe the trailer must have been compelling to me too, because I can't, because I'm the same as Natalie. I have no interest in puppet movies. I don't like Sesame Street. Like, there's nothing.
It's the same thing we were talking about in our last episode we recorded, Jexy, where it's like, it's a phone gone bad, Good Boys, it's young boys saying words that they shouldn't be saying. It's that world of like fish out of water.
It's
like
the premise of puppets cursing and being like completely inappropriate with Melissa McCarthy that I thought, okay, like that
I was like
work.
How could this not be funny? It
what could go wrong?
Literally
everything.
I really thought it was gonna be funny, and then I wrote, holy fuck, was I wrong? It was. I actually stayed through the whole movie. I wish I had left.
Yeah,
because I don't know if I just thought it was gonna turn around at some point.
Were you there by yourself?
I went by myself.
No, like by yourself though.
Were you? It was like Glitter. Was it a Glitter experience for you?
Anyone else in the theater?
It was a very low populated theater.
I was in a packed theater on a Saturday night watching this.
Oh.
Yeah, it was packed.
And everyone stayed
for? We left. I mean, me and my friend left. But so here's the thing. I will say that, like, I look at a movie like this that I think probably did horribly commercially at the box office, and I don't know what the budget was in comparison, but, like, I look at something like this and I'm like, it makes sense to me why this would be, like, perceived as such an awful movie. I contrast that with something like The Goldfinch, which I fucking loved, and nobody saw it, and it got horrible acclaim and did poorly at the box office. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what? There's no justice in a world where, like, those two movies then live side by side on some list somewhere or something. You know what I mean? Because it's like they're drastically, vastly...
This sounds like a movie that should be on another very popular podcast called How Did This Get Made?
Oh,
I would love to hear an episode of them doing this.
Maybe
happy
could they
time.
Change the title? Why did this get made? Because that's what I wanted to know.
Well,
about
you should. Their podcast is very funny about movies like this.
Interesting. Natalie, do you have any numbers for us?
Yeah, I'm looking up numbers.
Oh, okay.
So budget was $40 million.
Oh my God. Shut your fucking face.
Can I guess how much it made?
Yeah, I guess.
It didn't make
any money. Are you doing worldwide or domestic?
I'll do worldwide.
Worldwide.
Includes, which is, I think he's now like digital, right?
5.5 million.
No, it's not going to be home video or anything.
5.5 million.
Just box office.
Okay. So this is it safe for me to assume that it bombed?
Yes.
Okay. So you said budget was 40 million?
Yes.
Worldwide box office?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say $9 million.
5.5.
Was I being generous?
No. It made 27.
27? Oh, wow.
Yeah. But if you think about the amount of money spent on marketing and all of that, like this is, I mean, for a Melissa McCarthy starring movie, that's awful.
I mean, it was no Heat with Sandra Bullock.
I mean, opening weekend.
I didn't see that. I don't
know. In about 3,000 theaters. 3,200 theaters made $9 million.
Yeah.
So that's just, that's a huge, anyway, huge bomb.
This is not a movie to put on the background. This is a movie to avoid
it's
like
playing
the play.
On this, what, HBO or Showtime right now? And I told Natalie, I was like, oh, you want to watch it? No.
This isn't even a like, it's so bad, it's good movie.
No. Correct.
There's nothing enjoyable about this.
Correct.
And I'm so confused because I do feel like even... We did talk about The Kitchen a little bit on our summer roundup and stuff. And it's, that's not a good movie, but I can see why she did it. But this, I don't understand what went wrong, why she decided to do this.
I literally never even laughed once. It was painful.
It was painful
thinking about these people having to act in these scenarios to film this. That's all I could think about. I was like, I can't believe that like somebody sat in like a room and like witnessed this happening and was like, this is a good idea to continue.
And like, I'm okay. And I'm also like, because I love Melissa McCarthy so much, I'm kind of hoping that she was in the middle of shooting and was like, I'm too much of a professional and a good person to quit this movie, but I want to. That's what I'm hoping. Mm. That's what I'm assuming she was thinking.
Well, because you contrast, and I assume like close in proximity to this, she must have filmed Can You Ever Forgive Me? And that to me
is so fucking amazing.
Such an outstanding performance.
Yeah.
Like it was, I don't know. I still love her. I'm willing to forgive her for this, but I will tell you right now, if you come anywhere near this movie, you've been warned.
Exactly. You have been warned.
Still never going to see this movie.
Don't.
Don't worry. I'm not going to.
What are you doing, Lena?
It looks like you're filming me.
Oh, no, I can't.
That's what I thought you were doing too. Oh, girl,
my microphone's in the way.
She's like, I need my phone near the light. So I assume you and I have killed two birds and now we can move back to Lena.
Okay. Yeah, I'm getting ready because the microphone's in the way. Anyways, so my number four, right? Number four.
Oh, I feel like this is...
Yeah, this is number three.
Three.
Because your number four was...
No, that's my number two, but she said it before mine.
I know, so that bumped it up. So now you don't get a number four. You have to go default to
number three.
Because you only have three movies left.
I understand that. I'm going to skip over two, obviously. Okay. Anyways, whatever. This is four. Shut up. It has your favorite person, Michelle Williams, in it.
Ugh, God.
And your other favorite person, Ryan Gosling.
Oh.
I forgot about this, but it would be on my list.
And I would forget about this movie because it's called Blue Valentine and it was the worst fucking movie about a disastrous relationship that I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Did I finish this movie even? Oh, I don't think so.
Some people like this movie, but I don't understand.
Oh, it's 87% Rotten Tomatoes. 87%. What?
I think this is like a critics like jerk off movie of like
fucking what the fuck? This is why I hated Michelle Williams so much. I'm like,
was she nominated for this?
Ooh,
what was her
she might have been.
I feel like they both
Manchester
could have been.
By the Sea for sure.
Yes.
Oh yeah,
which is another down and dreary
reminded me of like a poor man's version of Leaving Las Vegas. I don't know if you ever saw that movie with Elizabeth Shue and Nicolas Cage, but that was like a stellar performances. Yeah. Whatever. I do not like Michelle Williams. I don't know if we've ever had this conversation on this.
No, I don't like her either. Until Fosse Verdon, she was spectacular.
She was nominated for an Oscar.
She's right up there with me. She's up there with Adam Devine. Like I can't figure out why they keep casting her.
I fucking hated her. And I saw her in a play in New York. Uh-huh. I felt so cultured that I went to go see a play on Broadway.
Especially with her in it.
Yeah,
like it was called Black Velvet.
No, Blackbird. I think that's what it was called, with Jeff Daniels. And it was just the two of them. And it was a very interesting story, but she was so awful in it. And I was like, I hate her. I really dislike her.
Oof.
And then our friend works at a network that just did FX, Fosse Verdon, and so Sam Rockwell and Michelle Williams are the lead in the show.
Sam Rockwell.
Yeah.
And I was like, and you know, I'm gonna watch anything that Lindsay is working on and stuff, and support. And so I started watching, and I was like, I'm fucking gonna hate Michelle Williams. She
by the second episode, I was in love with her.
Completely turned my opinion around on her.
Yep. I see the billboards because they're doing for like the Emmy nominations. Yeah, stuff all over town.
So she won the Emmy for
it. She won the Emmy.
Oh, she did.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Which
interesting.
Hands down deserved. Like,
highly recommend. Oh my god, she was so good.
Yeah,
it's a great show, and she was fantastic.
But I don't hate her anymore.
I don't hate her anymore either.
I don't want to hate anybody, so I'm glad that that's over.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see what she does next, but. Jury's still out on that.
But it's just Blue Valentine. It's all these like weepy, weak women.
She's always so like, oh, I just, please, oh, someone help me.
But I also didn't like her in Brokeback Mountain. And I feel
that's what I'm saying. I didn't like her in that. Yeah. She's been the same fucking dreary character for years.
But flat. Like her performance. Yes, and I didn't see this show, flat. But like everything she's always done.
I didn't watch Dawson's Creek, but I assume she was flat in that too.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She's
but
no
it's
James
like
Van Der Beek,
I was like, ooh,
sure.
Ryan Gosling, love him, blah blah blah, whatever. Never want to see this fucking movie again.
It's just
I can't
very
believe I watched
depressing
it.
It's
so
movie.
Bad.
There's
well,
just
not only
no
that, but it's just like it's just bad. The story's bad.
There's just no hope.
Nothing happened.
I don't know.
That's yeah, there's no hope. Yeah. It's hopeless.
It's just watching this like relationship over ugh, years God. That like people that
just
shouldn't
disaster
be together
after disaster. It's Ronnie and Jen. Jersey Shore.
It's like you're not rooting for these people to stay no. together. It just was
uncomfortable watching them?
It the whole time. I don't know. Ugh. It's shocking. Some people have said that they love the movie that I've talked to. I'm like, I don't get it. I'm missing
either.
Something.
I feel like you guys didn't hear my joke because I feel like it was pretty funny. Oh. And I feel like I need to say it again because it deserved some at least like or something. Okay. She's no James Van Der Beek. Okay. It's still.
I don't get it.
Sorry.
What, we didn't watch Dawson's Creek, so okay. Would we get it if...
No, probably not. It's stupid.
I don't want your life. Sorry, I just did a better joke.
Who was just mocking that? Somebody was just mocking that recently.
That was somebody, I just saw a meme where it was like every teen movie is like
no, but somebody was just mocking that.
Where did we hear that?
Somebody was just doing that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like they
was
were
it Jahan? No, was it God? No. There was somebody that just did that.
I just you're saw right. a meme like yesterday that was like every teen movie.
Maybe it was
and it was like a dad. Like it was two dogs, and it was like a dad dog. That was like, son, I want you to da 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 da, and the puppy that was like,
life.
Dad, I don't want your life.
It was funny. Anyways,
all right, moving on. Next on my list is a movie that is also relatively recent. I did something that I rarely do with this film, which is I saw that it was on sale on iTunes and I
you
bought it.
Bought
what?
It
before
watching
you watched it?
I did.
Oof.
And
wow.
Which the only thing quite I feel generous. Like you should do is during the month of October is buying Fear Inc.
Yes, it's on sale for $4.99.
It's on sale for $4.99. So if you haven't seen it, go ahead and buy it.
I bought it.
I already own it. I paid $19.99 for that, but bitch.
Oh,
like
I
the day that it came
that.
Out, I bought it.
So yeah, me too. Okay. I pre ordered it.
Oh.
That wasn't a thing, too. But I did.
Same. And I keep telling, I always tell people to watch the movie, by the way.
Okay.
I know this
oh,
isn't what
too.
This episode's about, mm-hmm. but I'm always like, you need to watch Fear Inc. And people are like, okay. And then I'm like, here's the scene that I'm in. Don't blink.
I know.
Can see me in the
like my hair was so long in it.
It was
go watch
very
it.
Long.
Yeah. So we watched that scene the other day, total digression. Which scene are you? Are you in the same scene that I'm in?
Yeah. You guys are in the same scene.
I can't.
In the bar scene.
I couldn't find you. Where are you in that scene?
Where are you?
I'm standing right next to the guy ordering.
Oh.
Very, oh, yeah, you're at the window.
Yes.
Oh, you're at
the
table.
I'm
right
at the
behind.
Table.
Jonathan's walking.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm standing.
And then were you in the scene where we filmed like at 2 a.m, we're running?
Yes, but they cut
but
it.
But they cut it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Will we ever it get was... to see that scene, Natalie?
No.
No.
Is there like cutting room floor footage that we could at least see?
I'm sure we could eventually just send it to you guys.
I mean, I would like to see that scene. Was it like ever in the actual
yeah,
film
it was in a
and
cut.
Then it was cut? It
yeah.
was.
Yeah.
Okay, then we need to see it because I think that that's... justified and we'll put it on our social channels for people so
great
oh, deleted God. Scene okay so anyway I bought this movie and I thought this movie was going to be very like David Lynchian like the trailer looked really interesting and I remember seeing the trailer in theaters even though the movie I don't think ever came out in the theaters and I thought you know what this looks like a really interesting film and I think it's like set in Los Angeles and I think I'm gonna like it and I watched it and I after I watched it I was like that was so awful. I need to watch it again because I felt like I was missing something the first time. Like I was like, it was because it is kind of David Lynchian, like just hard to follow. But like maybe there's something in there that you can take from it. I don't know.
Did you buy I Am Mother? Tequila hit me.
No, I did not.
It's free also on Netflix.
This one is called Under the Silver Lake.
What the fuck is that?
With Andrew, I want to see Andrew something. What's his name?
What the fuck is this movie?
Hold on, I have to find this.
You didn't write down the.
I didn't write down the star.
Oh yeah, Andrew Garfield.
Andrew Garfield.
Riley Q.
Who like hasn't done a ton of stuff recently, and so this was going to be like his big like indie comeback, whatever. And I was like kind of excited about it. And
oh, this must be recent, huh?
Yeah, it came out in 20. Well, it was filmed in 2018. I don't know when it actually came out. I just know that, like, I remember...
The director did It Follows, which is great.
Yeah. Movie. So, like, there were trailers, like, in the theater for it.
I do remember seeing the trailers.
And they painted it as a very, like, avant-garde, like, dramatic whatever. And I was like, this is going
to
be a good film.
Wait, did you send this in our group text to watch, maybe?
I don't think I would have recommended it. Anyway, it was also by A24, which is a studio that, like, can do no wrong in my eyes. Like, it's, like, everything they put out is, like...
Clearly they can.
It's at least... Well, now I know. But, like... It's at least, like, I will at least give their stuff a shot. Lena is, like, wasted.
That was the most drunk response.
That was
clearly
like
they can.
That was like my James Vanderbeek joke. It did not land. Let's be clear.
She laughed.
I laughed.
No, you didn't.
More of the delivery of it.
Yeah. Anyway, that's my next one.
Interesting. Okay. Were there any redeemable qualities of this movie?
The fact that it was actually filmed in Silver Lake, which... I've only passed through. I've never actually
under
like
the Silver
I've never
Lake.
Like hung out in Silver Lake. Yeah, get it. Under the
I
yeah,
got
okay.
it now.
And so there were like parts of like Hollywoodish that it was filmed
around.
Is it
supposed to be scary? Thriller-y?
I don't know what it's supposed
What's
to be.
What's the honest. Genre?
Let me look at the
genre. The genre is drama.
Drama.
Oh.
I can read you the it's funny like we're spending time talking about these. We're like don't see them but we want to tell you about them.
Well, this is why we don't want you to watch.
So, neo-noir mystery is how it's billed. Oh. And it's basically, it's about a guy that lives in Silver Lake.
Was it black and white?
No. He's interested in conspiracy theories and hidden messages in popular culture. And so, I think that for me was like the hook of the premise. It was like, okay. Oh, this could be interesting because it's like, he believes in all these this weird shit. And then so his life is lived through that lens, right? Mm. Where like everything is a conspiracy theory or something.
Okay.
And so it's interesting for maybe the first like 20 minutes, but it's so off the rails that it's just there's no cohesion of like as an audience member watching it. There's like
are you involved in the
story? Yeah. And then there's like this girl that he's stalking that lives in his building, but is he stalking her? Or is she interested? It's you know what I mean? It's just lives in that weird gray area.
Never gonna watch this.
I'm just gonna say there is a rating on IMDb that is 7 stars out of 10. It says interesting.
Oh.
I'm sorry, I'm still sick. Interesting requires several viewings.
So what's interesting about that is I will tell you. So one of my favorite movies is a David Lynch, similar in vein. It's called Mulholland Drive. I don't know if we've discussed it much on the show. But I did not like that movie the first time I watched it. I didn't get it. It felt slow. It felt boring. I didn't understand. And so I had then read something online about the movie and it like kind of opened my eyes into like why I should have liked it.
Yeah.
Totally. And so I watched it again and fell in love with it once I had like context. And that's kind of why I watched this one again, because I was like, okay maybe I'm going to get something the second time that I just missed the first time. Because I had read the reviews and I had read that it was on these film festivals and people liked this film. And so I was like, okay.
Oh, gosh, she's reading comments now.
I was
going
to say, what?
Reading some of the IMDb threads.
Please, sure.
So because I was reading the one that said gave it a 7 and said it required multiple viewings. And this person that I'm now reading gave it 2 stars out of 10. Couldn't give it 1 star because there was boobies. He said, this is most likely the worst movie you will ever watch. There are, however, naked boobies to be seen. So regrettably, I have to give it a 2. Enjoy.
So what's funny, we should have better planned for this episode. It would have been funny to read other people's IMDb reviews of it or like other people's Rotten Tomatoes.
Well, I put all my Rotten Tomatoes percentages on.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Oh, good idea.
Somebody was prepared.
Man. Okay. Well, interesting.
Natalie, next up.
Okay. How do I do this now? Oh, okay. Because my list is a little out of order from the repeats.
Clearly.
Okay. God, this this movie. I'm just going to, I'm not going to say the name of it yet. Seth Rogen, Ray Liotta, Michael Pena, Anna Faris, a film by Jody Hill, who is Eastbound and Down, Righteous Gemstones. Again, some ingredients in a film that should make a movie I'd enjoy. Mm-hmm. I love Seth Rogen, Ray Liotta. Hello.
Oh, no.
And I love Eastbound and Down. That type of comedy is absolutely my type of comedy. I enjoy it. And I was super excited. Like, this was immediately following Knocked Up, Superbad, Pineapple Express, and Zach and Mary Make a Porno. All of them I liked and thought were good. This is Observe and Report.
No idea what this is.
Sky Dance. No, it's not. Oh, the other one is the mom one. Seth Rogen the and mom the mom one.
Oh,
Guilt Trip. I always get those confused. Sorry.
Oh, mean. I like Guilt Trip. It just nobody saw it. Hey. This whole movie is fucking stupid.
I don't think I've ever seen this movie.
It's, don't see it.
Okay.
It's awful. The writing is awful. The performances aren't funny. Like, there's nothing about it. Is it because
they were just trying to push things out with Seth?
I don't know why they made this. I don't know what redeemable qualities about this script, which there was somebody that I used to work with that loved this movie. And I think he had worked
on it
at the studio on it. And he defended it. And I was like, I will fight you to the death. This is the worst fucking movie ever. Normally,
Seth does things with just him and Evan and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Like all those other ones. Is it interesting that he's doing something that's not his own that he can't get?
I don't think it's necessarily a reflection of him acting somebody else's words or something that he hasn't written. I think the idea, there was that weird period of time that I think comedy people were trying to do things that were like this weird, quietly funny, weird scenarios that people thought were funny that isn't laugh out loud funny. Like, it's not slapstick. It's just
awkward. Is it kind of like a mall cop?
It's worse than Mall Cop. Oh. At least Mall Cop is like slapstick child humor, whereas this was like that weird hipster, nothing is really actually funny Mall Cop version of something where it's just kind of like
hipster.
So like Mall Rats.
Excuse me. Mall Rats
is funny.
Great movie.
Just kidding.
That has great writing. Yeah. You know?
That is Kevin Smith.
Yeah. So this is just more like,
what are you even trying to do right now?
How does it go?
What is that?
Just in case
her tongue is dangling out and she's trying to be.
There's nothing about this movie. And then on top of it all, this is a dumb fucking movie. So Seth Rogen's character, who's like the mall cop, is trying to get with Anna Faris's character. I don't even know what her fucking job. She works at the mall, I'm assuming.
Okay.
And so they finally go on a date and she gets blackout drunk. Mm-hmm. And then he takes her home and she is passed out. And I feel like there was puke or something on her pillow.
Ew.
And he's having sex with her and she's passed out.
Okay.
And that goes on for a while. And it's like, I'm watching him rape her. That's not funny. And then she finally wakes. He pauses and she wakes up and she's like, why'd you stop? And then he keeps having sex with her. Ew. And then she passes out again. And I'm like, that's you. Like, this is where you're reaching for jokes here. Like, it just, oof, this is not it's good. Uncomfortable, not funny. I hate it. I hate this whole movie.
Okay.
Okay. How do you feel about it, though?
Okay.
And I'm not prude.
What's your martini score?
Seriously.
I'm not prude. I like offensive shit. This was not funny at all.
Okay.
I hate it.
Okay.
Okay. So I think we should move on now. Lena?
Hey, this movie's from 2000. And this is the one where I don't know if anyone here has seen it, but Sean probably. It got a 92% on Rotten Tomatoes. Oh.
Interesting.
It is a good movie.
Okay. But
from the director who won Best Director Oscar in 2016.
I feel like we should start this with, I never want to see this again because.
Well.
We're real late to the party to do this.
Okay. Yeah. Anyways, I don't know how to say his name. Alejandro Iñárritu. How do you say his name? From The Revenant.
Is this one of my favorite movies?
This was like the first thing like he ever really directed. It's following the intertwined tales of three separate people. It's been referred to as the Mexican Pulp Fiction.
Oh, no.
It certainly lives up to the violence of its predecessor, matching intense violence with horrifying revelations. There's almost no part of the movie that isn't peppered with sadness or a sense of hopelessness. Amazing performance by a very young Gael Garcia Bernal. Mark this as a great movie, but also one with extended dog fighting sequences and an obsession with human suffering.
Oh, I couldn't watch that.
Did you watch it?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Amaros Perros.
No, I didn't see this.
I don't even know what this is.
What?
No. Natalie Are doesn't you kidding watch me? Foreign films.
Yeah, does it have text at the bottom?
Maybe. I don't know. I watched it because it
Am
was...
Am I reading a book or watching a movie?
I watched it because I watched it with hesitation because I knew it was about dogs.
I know Perros means dogs.
Amaros is love.
Love dogs?
Or murder. No, I don't know.
Love for dogs.
Love or murder.
I could not ever watch that film.
Weird. Anyways, look, I will tell you, it's a great, great movie.
Because?
It's just a really good movie. I just can't watch the scenes with the animals and the... It was very traumatizing in that sense. The movie, yes, is very good. Unfortunately, I never want to see this movie again, but 92% Rotten Tomatoes. It's a great movie. It is a good movie. I feel like it got talked about a lot. You guys don't remember this movie at all?
I've never heard of this.
I mean, I remember the name it of it. I don't remember
because
anything
about
it.
Gael Bernal, he was talked about forever, and this was like one of his first things too. And then he got very popular after this movie.
Yeah, I don't remember. Sorry, don't know.
I mean, I wish we could talk about it more, but not really because it was very heartbreaking. Again, it's like you feel like Mother's a good movie and, you know, people love this movie. I would say other parts of it are good, but that dog fight, it was horrible.
Well, if that's the premise of the film, then I wouldn't.
I don't know. Something about dogs.
Okay.
But clearly it is.
It's no must love dogs is what you're saying.
No. Also, was that movie good? No.
No, but it's like, never saw it. You could have it on in the background and you'd be fine.
Maybe not.
All right, next up for me is a movie called...
Anyways, bad.
It's a movie that I just saw last weekend, and I'm actually...
Oh.
You're welcome if I can save you from this experience because
it
was
Jexy?
Profoundly awful. You know, it's funny. I thought about adding Jexy on this list.
God.
It's not Jexy. I'm so mad at you. It's not Jexy.
Wait, is this your number one?
No.
I have salt all over my shirt.
From what?
The last martini.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So this is a movie that I had talked about on our fall preview episode, and I was actually pretty excited for it because even though the trailer didn't look amazing, I still enjoy movies about space, and I love Natalie Portman.
Oh. Really?
That bad?
This is one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life.
I told you it was going to be bad.
I also thought about getting up from the theater. The only reason I didn't is because I was like, I'm committed to seeing this through to the end. I've sat this far. It's called Lucy in the Sky. And it is not about space at all. It starts in space.
What?
She plays an astronaut who... So the film is about her trying to reconcile the fact that she has been to space and experienced this vast universe and has to then come back down to Earth and live as a normal person.
And she just can't.
And she can't wrap her brain
because
around how to
so
do that.
She's so cool.
Well, it's not about being cool. It's about... So, like, the premise as I describe it sounds
she's
like...
she's so much better than everybody.
It sounds like it could be a great film because it's about her dealing with, like, what does that mean to, like, have to come back to a normal life when you've experienced... when you've seen the world from space, you know?
True.
Like, I don't know. It is so fucking boring. And who did we... mentioned
John
a minute
Hamm.
Ago. John Hamm is like the only saving grace in this film. The other thing I will say is that it's, oh God, it's just so bad. It takes a turn like the last 20, 30 minutes of this film. First of all, it feels like a 5-hour film. The last 30 minutes of this film like go completely off the rails and you're just like, what am I doing? Like what was happening? Like it starts as this drama that's serious and whatever, and then it just becomes this movie about this woman that goes fucking crazy and doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, isn't she like trying to be a rock star or something? Or is that another Natalie Portman?
That was the other one.
No, that's Vox Lux. Yeah, Vox Lux wasn't much better. It almost made my list actually. But no, like I don't know. It was a horrible movie. Please don't waste your time. Please don't, even if it's something that's like on Netflix. I just don't see it.
Pass.
It's really bad. Yeah.
Yikes.
I pass on a lot of Natalie Portman these days, though.
I've always loved her, but lately her choices. I did too,
but she's not making anything interesting.
I think Closer is the last thing that I've found.
I hated that movie.
To be really good in.
I did not like that movie.
So is that your number one?
No, because I have one more, and I don't have. I didn't do it.
No,
because
technically I would be doing my number two right now, but that's skipped.
Yeah.
Yeah, I only have one more to do.
I have one more.
Oh, actually, yeah, I have one more.
I can go last.
Okay, then we'll do the last round.
I have an honorable mention.
Okay, so this movie, let me just explain this.
Oh, God.
The setup to this.
So this is your number one.
This is my number one.
And is it the absolute worst movie you've ever seen, or has it just happened to be on the list in that position?
It's probably number one.
Okay.
It's still shocking to me.
Okay.
Because
my number one is the Melissa McCarthy Sesame Street movie. There's nothing worse than that. Oh,
that was awful.
Okay,
sorry. Yeah. That was, I think, my number two. So I just went right after.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I think both of these are equally shocking as far as like the kind of ingredients involved. And like, I'm just confused as to what happened. Ooh. So because I like work in the industry and live in LA, I get invites to screenings and focus groups for movies a lot of times.
Yes.
And even though the focus groups, like, it's an early cut of the movie, and you really shouldn't work in the industry. Yeah. But I'm like, who else? Focus groups,
don't they tell you not to go
to the industry? Yeah, you're not
supposed to. Or if you work in marketing.
But it's like, who lives in LA that has an afternoon off that can go see these movies that doesn't work in the industry?
Touche.
So, actors and people who work in
bartenders.
In the industry.
So,
actors are in the industry.
Or people who want to try and work in the industry.
But they're not in the industry. No. They're fucking going to a movie in the middle of the day.
They'd like to be.
So, I had received an invitation for a movie I'd never heard of several years ago.
Okay.
And I looked it up and I was like, holy shit, it was at Sony. And I'm like, cool, I've never been on that lot. I'll get to go. And I wasn't working at the time. So I was like, well, I'm not working in the industry at this exact moment.
By the way, can I interrupt you for just a second? I'm sorry, this is important because I was talking with a friend the other day and we were reminiscing about the times I used to come visit you on the Paramount lot and how much fun that was. And we would go to lunch and then we'd walk around the lot and it was so much fun and I miss those days and please go get a job there again.
Miss that lot a lot too. I think about it all the time.
Not that company though.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun at the time. So
at the time,
So this, So let me just give you the ingredients to this movie and you'll understand why this is so disturbing to me. Reese Witherspoon, Jack Nicholson, Paul Rudd, Owen Wilson, Katherine Hahn, directed by James L. Brooks, who did As Good as It Gets.
Have I seen this?
Why wouldn't this movie work?
Amazing. Yeah.
This should be one of the greatest movies ever.
Now I'm wondering if I've seen this.
I know, me too.
Tell me more.
The budget.
I want to see this movie now.
Maybe
the
not.
Budget was $120 million.
Holy shit.
For a rom-com, and I'm doing air quotes if you want to call it a rom-com.
Was it more of a tragic story?
It was awful.
Oh.
This isn't the one where she's like dating the younger guy, is it?
No.
Because that was good.
No. One reviewer online said, I did prepare for this one because I read this and thought it was hysterical, said the script is not built for surprises or romance or comedy. Like, it just, the script is awful. It is the worst movie I've seen with that caliber of actors. It's How Do You Know? I don't know
what
if you
fuck
guys
is have, that?
How Do You Know why this movie got made? I don't know. How do you know that this movie exists? You don't, because it was buried.
I've never heard of this $120 million.
Did it even come out?
Yeah, it did. Let me look it up. It's
what year?
Appalling. It is absolutely the worst acting I've ever seen in my entire life.
Even from them?
2010.
What?
I mean, that's almost 10 years ago.
But still.
Is that how long ago you were at Paramount?
It was Sony. $120 million.
Oh, I don't remember this at all.
Yeah, it came out in December of 2010. Let me look up box office numbers just to give you guys some
So was reference. She supposed to be with Owen Wilson?
So she was dating Owen Wilson. She was a pro softball player. I think what? Owen Wilson was a pro baseball player.
What?
They decide to like break up, and then Paul Rudd maybe is getting divorced or gets fired or something. And so it's just kind of like this, like everybody is kind of like all of these lives intersect at this particular mm-hmm. point. But none of it really makes any sense or matters or you care about any of these people. And they're just spewing dialogue that you're like, wait, what is going on? Like, it's very, very confusing.
Hmm. Sounds it's like a Woody Allen movie.
It's just the weirdest. And so I remember filling out the focus group card. It was like, how can we improve this movie? And I'm like,
don't release it.
Like, drag, drop, delete. Like, I just don't understand. Like, I don't know how you go so wrong in a movie.
Wow.
And there's nothing redeemable about this. It's not like, oh, well, Owen Wilson was funny. Or Paul Rudd was funny and I love him and I find him charming.
Yeah. Reese Witherspoon nothing, brings something to everything, I feel like.
I know. All of them were so flat. They were collecting paychecks. I feel like all of them were like in kind of big points in their career. That's why this budget was $120 million. So
that's crazy.
Opening weekend was $7 million and domestic and foreign worldwide box office was $48 million.
I can't believe on $120 million. I can't believe people don't talk about how bomb of a movie this is.
It's a huge bomb.
What was your Rotten Tomatoes?
Oh, let me look that
up because
yeah,
I wonder. Because my number one movie has 6%.
Oh.
So the people agree with you.
It's legit one of the worst movies ever.
I mean, thank God I didn't pay for this, but the fact that I had to sit there for longer now, to like talk it when in it the was focus completed? Group. No, I never watched the Venice Bride.
Oh,
this was so bad. Okay. I don't know what the...
Okay, got it.
Even as a filmmaker, I was like, I don't know what you do in the edit to make this better. Mm-hmm. Reshoot the whole thing?
You're right.
I don't know. I don't know. That's why the movie's called How Do You Know? I don't know. I don't know.
How do you know? Well, I don't know.
I don't know. Tomato meter is 32%. That's critics. Audience score 25%.
Wow. Okay. So the critics 25. That's still
okay.
So the critic consensus is How Do You Know boasts a quartet of likable leads and they deserve better than this glib overlong misfire from writer director James L. Brooks.
So James L. Brooks did a movie, if I'm not mistaken, called Mother many, many years ago.
No, Albert Brooks.
Oh. Okay.
I love that movie, though.
So who is James L. Brooks? What else has he done?
As Good as It Gets. Like, he's...
I love As Good as
It... Yeah, they're... Yeah. Yeah.
Live kind of in that similar vein, though.
Kind of, yeah. I love Mother with... what's her name?
Not That Mother.
Not That Mother.
Mother exclamation point.
Not Mother exclamation point.
Albert Brooke, where he goes to move back in. My dad and I love that movie.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah.
Came out in like the 90s, I want to say.
Yeah.
Because it was filmed in Sausalito, which is super random.
Yeah.
But like my cousin used to live up there. And so it was like this thing where it was like, oh my God. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Not to be confused with that
movie.
So,
Lena, do you want to go? Do you want to go last with your number one since you actually have your number one? Because mine isn't like that exciting. So I'll just say mine really quick. My last movie is another movie that I saw recently, and
oh my God.
Typically I know it's been a great
bad year for you.
A great year for cinema. It's funny because this had a potential to go either way, and I knew that going in. It was a movie about quote unquote vampires, but it really wasn't. But it was. Selena Gomez was in this movie.
What?
Bill Murray was in this movie.
Oh my God!
So my critique of this movie is that here are my notes. Movie would not end, like literally just kept going on and on forever. Like you just thought, oh cool, that's the end. No, oh my God, this is so painful. And then I didn't know what to expect, but it wasn't this. And the movie was called Dead Won't Die.
I did want to see this,
and I didn't. And then I have never heard of this movie.
I recommend staying far away.
Wow, where did you... This feel like this is an Arclight movie.
No, I saw this at AMC.
Really?
It was in like major theatrical release for at least 2 weeks.
What? Yeah.
And it was pretty hyped, so that's why I'm surprised you didn't hear about it. Like, people were like...
I mean, I might really have, but I wasn't... Movie. I don't... Not a Selena Gomez.
Well, I'm kidding. I don't think she was... She was a scene.
Yeah.
She was
more Adam Driver, Bill Murray, Chloe Sevigny.
Oh, Adam Driver. Really pushed. Now I remember. Anyway. I'm sorry.
Yeah. You know, it's all you. But
part of me, I might still see it.
Because of Adam Driver.
Yeah.
I love him.
Now would be a really good time for you to buy it. You should just buy it on iTunes and watch it. You're welcome.
Oh, yeah. Is it 99 cents?
Probably.
Okay. I'm not going to. Okay.
Let us guess. Okay. Let us guess.
Yeah. I'm going to let you guess. Because I do want to say who's in it, but I'll save that for a second. Mm-hmm. An unfunny, annoying, badly written, badly acted comic fiasco, and maybe the worst in Sandra's career.
I know.
Is it Two of By C?
It's all about Steve.
All about Steve.
Oh.
Have you fucking seen this movie? I didn't Bradley see Cooper. It.
The worst.
No, movie. But I love them both. My
fucking God.
Wow. You're
never so watch this movie. It is. Why were they even in this movie?
What is the premise of this movie?
She is a fucking dumbass who can't get her fucking shit together. She lives with her stupid parents.
So he's a news reporter.
She's a stalker. So Bradley Cooper and Hayden Christian Church are like work for a news whatever company, and she's like some
Hayden
weird
Christian Church.
What's his name?
Thomas Hayden.
Thomas Hayden.
Thomas Hayden Church. Hayden Christian Church. I'm Hayden Christensen.
I'm dyslexic, guys. Okay.
Hayden Christian.
Anyways. Yeah. See. Oh, that's a good one too.
I called Thomas Hayden Church Hayden Christian Olsen last week
oh,
to
see?
Somebody, and I was like, "That's not right.
That's not right." Yeah. That's why I was very confused, when I said,
"What's the kid from Sixth Sense?"
Oh shit!
What?
He has three names in his. It's Wilson or Olsen or something. I don't know. Sorry.
Christian.
The little kid from Six. Haley Joel Osment.
Yeah, Haley Joel Osment. Oh, I didn't know he was.
Thomas
oh,
Christian
Sixth
Church.
Sense. I was thinking 6 feet under.
Hayden
I'm
Christian
an idiot.
Church.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways, this Thomas is, Hayden.
This is Thomas Church. Hayden Church.
Jesus Christ. Anyways, Bradley Cooper, Sandra Bullock. Horrible. So anyways, I don't know how she gets involved in this, but like she goes out on a blind date with Bradley Cooper or something.
Yeah. So she writes for she makes the crossword puzzles
for the newspaper that they work for.
That sounds like a fascinating job.
Right. So anyways, somehow they get set up on this date or whatever, and she's a disaster. It's a disaster.
Like she's special needs level. Yeah. Like, that's how they make her out to be. It's
And it's
nuts.
Not funny.
Interesting.
Because she has issues.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she becomes obsessed with him. So then now he's out doing some news story, and she's tracking him down. Or then she gets involved in it because then she, like, it's about these kids that fall into a well or something. So then she goes into the well, and now it's this big story about this girl who's down in the well. Who fucking cares?
Yeah,
who the
me.
Fuck cares that your dumb ass is in the fucking well with a kid that can't hear, and she's sign languaging? I don't get it. Literally the worst movie ever.
It's embarrassing. They should be embarrassed.
It's horrible.
I feel like I could challenge you though with the worst Sandra Bullock movie. Have you never seen The Net?
This is worse.
This is worse.
Oh, this is a million is worse. Times worse. Okay. She is horrible in it. She's not good at all. She cannot bring this.
Should I
to
say
life.
Again? They should be embarrassed that they made this movie.
Bradley Cooper definitely should be embarrassed because he's supposed to be like the stud. No, you're dumb. What? Oh, sorry. What's happening? Oh, why are you even in this movie? I don't like any of it.
Wow.
Her stupid red rain boots. Her stupid
yellow.
I think they were red.
I don't remember.
What the fuck ever. It
All
doesn't
right.
matter. Horrible
Before we
movie.
Wrap this episode up, do we have any final thoughts we'd like to share?
Oh, I have my honorable mention.
I have one honorable mention.
I have like seven.
Oh.
That should have been on my honorable mentions. I think I went into that thinking, this looks like this is going to be dumb. I think, and that's where I qualified my list. Oh. It's like, I was actually excited to see these movies and was wildly disappointed.
I had
Whereas
a
that
lot.
I was like, well, that looked pretty fucking terrible. Oh. It was.
I had a lot of movies, but I only gave myself one honorable mention.
Okay, what's your honorable mention?
Beautiful Boy. Get it the fuck away from me. I never want to see that movie again. I love you, Timothy, but don't ever make a movie like that ever again.
Oh, that was a good movie.
No, it was not.
I liked it.
Ugh.
I don't know that I'd ever want to see it again. I mean, I agree with
I
you.
Don't
I
don't know that I want
to.
It was really
see,
hard
it,
to watch. I
don't
know
see
that
it
I
again,
want to
though.
See it again. But
you don't
want to
see it again?
Movie.
Well, never.
Do you have honorable mentions?
I don't.
Sean?
So
no?
This is all you.
Oh, I thought you did.
No.
Okay, my honorable mentions.
Go.
Go fast. Geely. because I knew it was going to be bad.
But that's, everyone knows.
Never saw that. Never saw
but that. But I was like, I want to see what everybody's talking about.
J-Lo and Ben Affleck, right?
Or yes. Jersey Girl, same plane.
Well, I actually liked Jersey. I wasn't upset about that.
Okay.
Jason X.
Oh.
So we had to watch this because we were going to a podcast.
That recording podcast of, I just told you about. How did this get made?
And okay. So it was a Halloween episode, and they were doing Jason X. We watched the movie ahead of time to watch it, which then I met the director.
It's so bad.
but very bad. It's a Jason, terrible.
It's Jason in space?
Yeah.
So is it like, oh God.
Yeah. That's, so it's like, I want the 90 minutes of my life back.
Okay, but
it's
is really it Jason bad. X or is it like iPhone 10? Like,
no,
is
because
it Jason
it's the 10.
10.
It's the 10th
it's Jason the 10th
movie.
Jason
so
movie.
Then it is Jason 10.
Yeah.
Okay.
Awful.
In space.
When I was
Anything in space is usually bad.
Yeah.
Because the iPhone wasn't iPhone X, but everybody called it that. It was iPhone 10.
Oh, yeah. I was excited to see this when I was younger, when it came out, because I loved Dana Carvey, and it was so terrible. The Master of Disguise.
Ooh. Never saw that.
Oh, God, terrible movie. Mm-hmm. I hate...
It's up there with Love Guru, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. It's one of those mm-hmm. level movies.
All the SNL movies become that at some point.
Dummies.
This movie, I remember kind of being excited to see it. And I think it just kind of like came and went, and I fucking hate Renee Zellweger.
Ooh.
Down with Love. It was her and Ewan
McGregor.
Oh,
I like that movie.
I do not like it.
Oh, it was cute.
Never
saw it.
And then you mentioned this earlier. It was something that I read the script before it was made. And I was like, do I know how to read comedy scripts? Because this isn't funny at all. And then it was made, and I watched it, and I was like, still not funny. And that is, you don't mess with the Zoe.
Yeah.
Awful. He looked good.
He looked great.
The parts
but I have
pretty
a weird
tan.
Obsession with Adam Sandler. I think he's hot.
Yeah.
So.
And then two movies that I think are good movies, but I never want to sit through again. I've talked about one, The Impossible.
Ooh.
That tsunami
movie.
You know,
Ashu was just on TV, and I was like, I would watch it again.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be heartbroken right now.
Oh, God. It's so rough. I can't do it.
Yeah.
And then Hard Candy, which is Ellen Page.
Oh, no.
And
never saw it.
It's a very good movie. But
that
very
and Secretary
hard.
Were like popular. And I'm like, never saw either one of them.
Oh.
Secretary with, what's her, Gyllenhaal face?
Yeah.
Maggie. Did I ever tell you about the time? I didn't know you hated Renee Zellweger. Have I ever told you about the time that?
I hated her.
Because she dated Jim Carrey.
Oh, have I ever told you about the time that I talked to her for 30 minutes not knowing it was Renee Zellweger because her face was different?
Because her face.
And I almost said, like, many times, like, has anyone ever told you that you look like a younger, prettier Renee Zellweger? And then I was so glad that I didn't say that.
I really wish you had said that to her. I really wish you had said that to her.
I didn't.
And I'm a little upset that she's got a little comeback going with Judy. People are talking about that movie.
It does look good, though. I did kind of want to see that.
Yeah,
I
heard it's good.
I don't want to either, but we might
have
to.
I have
to
see it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you, ladies. This was fun.
I feel like I need another tequila shot.
Let's do one. That was delicious. Also, never see these movies ever again.
As always, we want to thank you for listening. For more information, please be sure to visit themartiniscale.com, where you can find links for all of our social channels, in addition to show notes and more.
If you haven't already, please head over to Apple Podcasts and rate and review us. It helps others discover the show.
We'll see you next time.
Cheers!
Bye! We'll be right back.